Well, just a reminder that cost share assistance through the Natural Resources Conservation Service National Water Quality Initiative is available this year to help farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners in select watersheds install conservation practices.
Issues that we're trying to address is nutrient overloading and sedimentation.
That's Jackson County NRCS District Conservationist Mary Jane Nelson, who says the National Water Quality Initiative in Florida is a focused approach to improve water quality in the lower St. Johns River and Choctawhatchee River.
The initiative is designed to improve water quality in three watersheds that influence the Gulf or are influenced by the Gulf. And the purpose is to improve water quality through the implementation of voluntary conservation practices. And the types of practices that we look at are cover crop, filter strips, terraces, nutrient management planning, and conservation tillage practices. Those are a few of the ones that are considered.
Again, producers in the Deep Creek and Clarks Creek watersheds in the lower St. Johns River Basin, as well as Little Skurlock Creek in the lower Choctawhatchee River, are eligible to receive assistance through their Environmental Quality Incentives Program for installing conservation systems.
The batching date for this National Water Quality Initiative is June 21st of 2013, so we will be accepting applications specifically for these watersheds until that date.
This is the second year of funding for the initiative, and again, that 2013 funding deadline is coming up later this month on June 21st. Interested producers in the eligible watersheds are encouraged to contact their local NRCS field office. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.